SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Sterk Blueprint. Today, we're diving into something pretty powerful, yet surprisingly tricky. The art of apologizing. Now, I know what you're thinking apologizing. Isn't that just admitting defeat? Well, not exactly. Think of it this way. A genuine apology isn't about weakness, it's about strength, courage, and self-awareness. It's about taking responsibility for our actions and building stronger connections with the people around us. So, buckle up because we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you master this crucial skill. First up, understand the power of a sincere apology. When done right, it can mend broken bridges, diffuse tense situations, and even strengthen relationships. It shows respect, empathy, and a willingness to learn from our mistakes, qualities that are seriously valuable in life. Ever felt like your words just weren't cutting through? A heartfelt apology can be like magic, instantly diffusing tension and paving the way for understanding. Number 2. Take responsibility, don't make excuses. This is huge. We've all been there trying to spin a story, downplay our role in a situation, or blame external factors. But a truly sincere apology starts with owning your actions and acknowledging the impact they had on others. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It takes courage to admit fault, but it's that vulnerability that builds trust and shows genuine remorse. Third point, be specific. Vague apologies like I'm sorry if I offended you fall flat. Instead, clearly state what you did wrong and how it affected the other person. Think about it like this, they need to understand exactly where you tripped up so they can move forward. Specificity shows you genuinely care about their experience and are committed to making things right. Number 4. Express genuine remorse. This isn't just about saying the words, it's about feeling them. A heartfelt apology comes from a place of sincerity and regret. Think about how your actions made the other person feel and let that guide your expression of remorse. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but authentic emotions are what truly resonate. Finally, number 5. Commit to change. Saying sorry isn't enough, it needs to be followed by action. Show them you're serious about making amends by taking steps to prevent similar situations in the future. Maybe it means actively listening more, checking your impulsiveness, or being more mindful of your words and actions. Actions speak louder than words, so make sure yours demonstrate a genuine commitment to growth and improvement. You know that feeling when you've hurt someone and you want to fix it but aren't sure how. That's where a well-crafted apology can be a game changer. Think about a time you received a sincere apology. How did it make you feel? Relieved? Valued? Heard? That's the power of a genuine apology, and it's something we can all strive to master. Let me share a quick example. Imagine your best friend tells you they're hurt because you didn't show up for their birthday dinner. You realize you were caught up in work and completely forgot. A weak apology might be, "Sorry, I missed it. Things got crazy at work." But a stronger one would be, "Hey friend's name, I'm so incredibly sorry that I missed your birthday dinner. I know how important it was to you, and I feel awful that I let you down. It wasn't intentional, but there are no excuses for forgetting. Can we make it up to you?" This shows empathy, takes responsibility, and expresses a desire to repair the damage. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge the power of a sincere apology. Take responsibility without making excuses, be specific about your actions and their impact, express genuine remorse, and commit to change. These are the tools you need to master this art and build stronger connections with the people who matter most. Ready to put it into practice? I challenge you to reflect on any recent situations where an apology might be needed. Take a moment to write down what happened, how it affected others, and how you could express genuine remorse. Remember, apologizing is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, courage, and a commitment to personal growth. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who could benefit from mastering the art of apology. We'll be back tomorrow with another powerful Stoic principle to help you navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. Until then, keep striving for excellence and remember a sincere apology can change everything.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.